Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we appreciate you. We bless you, O God. O Lord, you are our strength. You are our shepherd. And there is no one like you, Jehovah. We give you all the glory, all the praise. And Father, we thank you for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you, we are your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy, O God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, O God, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war against the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder your enemy, accorded upon your enemies, O God. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from our strong enemy, O God, from those that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we are your anointed and you give us great deliverance, O God. We will beat them down as small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. And Father, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded them and they are not able to rise. Oh, Father God, they have fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We trample under feet. We bind and expose and cast out every demon that would try by sleep to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives, O God. Lord, lift up a standard for us against the flood, the enemy would try to bring into our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. In Jesus' name, lead us and make us, make your way straight before our eyes, O God. In Jesus' name. And Father God, let our garments always be white. Let us be clothed with humility. Oh, Father God, we agree with your plan today. Cover us with your robe of righteousness, and let our clothes be full of your virtue, O God. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives, Father God. Lord, give us wisdom in every area that we lack in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you that you are the mighty, great I Am. I lift up boys to men to you today, girls to ladies, have your way, O God, as never before. We just come before you, crying out before you, Father God, the mighty high God. And Father, you said if we cry unto you, even our enemies would turn back. So we thank you that every enemy is turned back, O God, and we are following you closer than ever before. We love you, O Lord, our strength. We say have your way on boys to men, O Father God. We die to ourselves today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we refuse to listen to the Rabshakeh that would try to speak into our ear, but we will hear your voice. Your voice. Oh, we love to hear your voice, O Lord. And like Job said, Father God, we desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. So, Father, today we thank you for speaking to us. In the name of Jesus, we love your voice. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is more powerful than cedars in Kadesh, that strong wood, O God. Your voice is majestic, O God. We love to hear you speak to us, O God, even in the night season, in the morning, in the noontime. O Father God, we said if we seek you early, we'll find you. So I thank you that we found you early this morning. You've been with us all day. You'll be with us forever. You promised never to leave us. You promised never to forsake us. So we honor your presence today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Father, I lift up every family member represented here today, oh God, as never before in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I speak abundance. I speak salvation. I speak blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that your blessings are running us down and taking us over as never before. And Father, I thank you, oh God, that you are faithful to us, oh God. Oh, Karadabaka, there's no God like you, Jehovah. You are so great and so mighty and so powerful. And we honor your holy presence today as never before. We thanking you for being our Lord. And Father, we lift up fathers today. Karadabaka, mothers. Karadabaka, oh, boys and girls and young people, oh God, all over the nation in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, Lord, to protect our children, our seed. And our seed, even the ones to be born. We ask you for protection in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to guide us by your high right hand, because you are the way and we don't know the way. Oh, God, you are the way. We are depending upon you to show us the way, to guide us unto all truth, oh, God, because you are truth. In Jesus' name. And Father, today we thank you, oh God, that you are with us and that you won't ever leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And Father, we ask you for a hedge of protection around all families today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that fathers and mothers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, are following your plans to train up the children in the way that they should go. And when the children are old, they will not depart from your word. And they will teach it to their children, and their children will teach it to their children. And they will be faithful all the days of their lives, like Daniel, like Joseph, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Samuel, oh God. They'll call on your name all the days of their lives. And Father God, they'll be quick to repent. They'll be quick to forgive them by you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And Father, I thank you that children will obey their parents and they will live long upon the land. And Father, I thank you that fathers will not provoke their children to wrath, but they will bring them up in the nurture and admonition of you, O God. So today, Father, we say thank you for being present with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank you, Father God, for training up our children in the way you want them to go, that they will be faithful to you. They will receive you at an early age. They will receive salvation, oh God, and they will be faithful all the days of their lives. They'll be careful to give you much glory, much praise, much honor. They'll be children of humility, oh God. They'll be humble before you, and they'll teach their children and their grandchildren, their great-grand, and even those to be born to be humble before the mighty hand of God. So today, Father God, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. We thank you for being with us. Good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We love the Lord. He heard our cry, and he answered us. Excuse me. Please forgive me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And you know, our God is a great God. There is no God like our Jehovah. We can't even begin. We can't even begin to know how great he is, how mighty he is. He's greater than we can even begin to think or even imagine. Can you imagine a great God who made the earth, the whole earth, in 6 days, even made man in his holy image, and then he rested on the seventh day? Can you hear the birds singing early in the morning? He made those. And when you go visit the zoo or when you look at TV and you see all the animals that he made, and you know when man was so stubborn and rebellious, he destroyed the earth, and they started all over again multiplying. And so I thank God that he is merciful and that he sent Jesus to die and bleed for us. And he loves us so much, he refused. He refuses to let us, Ekadidiyah, stay in our mess. He constantly gives us a chance, another chance to get everything right with him. He's constantly, oh, fighting on our behalf. And I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. And, you know, today, when I think of how great he is, I think of dwelling in the secret place. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. My God, in him will we trust. Surely he's our deliverer from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall he trust. Shall we trust? His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample under our feet. Because we have set our love upon him, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon him, and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. What a mighty God we serve. You know, he's awesome. I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome. Nobody can compare to how great our God is. Nobody can compare to how awesome he is. Listen to his word in Psalms 124. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the streams gone over our soul. Then the waters, proud waters, had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us over as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, and the snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, I thank God for his word, his written word. You know, he left that for us to study. And you know, when you read the word, oh, my God, all kind of stuff fall off of us that's not like him. We begin to look more like his image. When we read the word, when we study the word, you know, there's a song that I teach the children. It's called the B-I-B-L-E, I will study it, I will read it, I will study it, and I will obey it. And that's for us as adults. We got to read it, study it, and we got to obey it. So if we don't read it and study it, how can we obey it? We got to know what it says. So I don't know about you, but I love the word of the Lord. And, of course, we love to hear his voice. He said that his children know his voice. And another voice they won't hear, nor either will they answer it. So I thank you that all of God's children know his voice when he speaks. And you know what? His voice is so awesome. Ooh, his voice is like none other voice that you've ever heard before. His voice is so powerful. I mean, powerful is his voice. When he speaks, you know it's him. You say, oh, my God, I thank the good Lord that you speak to me. You let me hear your voice, oh, God. I'm blessed. We're blessed to hear his voice. You know that, huh? We are blessed to hear the voice of the Most High God. Well, our study today is taken from Psalms 27, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. You know, the Lord says that he is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. You know, God's word is true. Though an host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war shall rise against us, in this will we be confident. One thing have we desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He shall set us up upon a rock, and now our head shall be lifted up above our enemies round about us. Therefore, we will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We will sing, yea, we will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy also upon us and answer us. When thou saidest to us, seek ye my face, our heart said unto you, O God, thy face, O Lord, will we seek. Hide not thy face far from us. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. When our father and our mothers forsake us, then you, O Lord, will take us up. Teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Deliver us not over unto the will of our enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against us, and such as breathe out cruelty. We have fainted unless we have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, listen to this one. Wait. You know that thing we don't like to do? Wait. Especially children. Are we mature enough to wait? It says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We don't just wait on anybody. We waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord. And when we wait on him, he's doing some things on the inside while we're waiting on him. You know when Moses went up on the mountaintop, and he says, you know, the Lord spoke to him. He said, wait a minute, take your shoes off. This is holy ground. He took his shoes off, and he stood before the holy God, and he waited. And while he was there waiting, God was doing something. The glory of God got all over Moses. You know, we're blessed when the glory of God can come in. You know, you've been in a secret place a while, and you come out, and people, sometimes they say, what happened to you? You look different. Are you in love or something? Yeah, tell them, yeah. You in love with the Lord. You love the Lord because he's your strength. Tell them, yeah, lots happened. Yeah, you in love. You in love with the Most High God. You remember his commandment when he said, oh, he want us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. That's more than anything, anything. And then he said, okay, wait a minute now. That's not the only commandment. That was the first one. But this is the second one that I'm giving to you. He said, I want you to love each other like you love yourself. Now, when you love me, like you should, I'm going to teach you how to love yourself, and I'm going to teach you how to love each other. Then murder will go, killing will go, all kind of robbery will go, all kind of evil will disappear off this earth because man won't be against man no more, but we'll be for the Lord, and he'll be for us. And when he's for us, who can be against us? So I thank God, you know, for his word. His word is holy. Yes, it is. You know, we were all born in darkness, and God is our light. He leads us out of the dark way in order to live with him through eternity. We must live in the light here on the earth. Without the light, our God and our Savior, we will continue to be in the dark. So, you know, he spoke it a long time ago. He said, let there be light, and guess what? When he speaks, it happens. And there was light. Without light, we'd be in a dark place. You know, darkness leads to eternal damnation. But where will we live you know, without God. The devil is in that dark, slippery way. You know, just like he tricked Adam and Eve, he wants to trick us when we listen to his voice. But you got to know God's voice. And when you hear another voice, you say, don't speak to me. You say, it is written. But you got to know the word. You got to study the word to be able to say it is written in order to apply it to whatever he's telling you. But you say, no, don't even speak to me, Satan. No, I won't hear you. No. Tell him no. Sometimes, you know, we've told God no, so now it's time to tell the devil no. I want you to know, you know, God said in his word, you know, his word is so powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Can you imagine that? You ever been sitting in a worship service or even sitting in front of the TV and you listening to the gospel? And I mean, it's hitting you. You go like, oh, my God, I got to clean that up. I got to get that straight with God. I got to make sure I'm in line with God's will. You know, because the word is so powerful. When I say it's powerful, the word itself says it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, you know, when you got a knife in your kitchen and it's got one edge and it's sharp, boy, my God, that thing could cut you. But, you know, you'll bleed. But the word of God is so sharp. It has two edges on it. It cuts you going and coming, and it's cutting the filth out your life. It's cutting all away all of them old things that, you know, need to be dropped by the wayside. And then we don't go pick it up no more. We leave it there. We say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Then you feel lighter. You ever felt real heavy and you brought it to the Lord? You say, Lord, I'm feeling so heavy today. I don't know what this is on me. But when you start praying to Father, you say, Father, move this heaviness off of me. You know, when you say, Lord, and the word of God says, wait a minute. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, who's the help of my countenance and my God. And, you know, when we're full of stuff, God got to come in. The light got to shine. And when the light shine on it, let the light shine the darkness away from us. Now, you know, the works of the flesh, that's the dark side of us. And we all have a dark side. But we got to follow the light side. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of all which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But, hey, here it comes right here. Listen to it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, woo, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now listen to this part. Against such there is no law. You can love all you want. You can have all the joy you want, all the peace you want, all the fruit of the Spirit. All of it you want. All you got to do is humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he's going to make sure that you are full of his Holy Spirit. And his Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the fruit of the Spirit. So we can't have it if you're walking in the dark. No, he ain't in the dark. He's in the light. And when he shines a light on something, you know, I'll tell people sometimes, even the young, I used to work with young girls, teenage girls, and I'll say, you know what, God is telling you nowadays that you have to abstain. And they'll look at me like, oh, no. When he shines the finger on it, the light on it, give it up. Don't try to hold on to it. Say, well, Lord, you know, I've been smoking for a long time. It's kind of hard. Yeah. But when you love him with all your heart, soul, and strength, he's going to help you. And when that urge come on, you say, Lord, I give this to you today. I can't handle it. Lord, I give this to you today. I can't handle it. Because he's the light and the way. And he is our strength. He is our strength. And he will help us in the time of need. He's not going to just leave us. He didn't just drop us off on earth and abandon us. No, no, no. He said that he won't ever forsake us. He won't ever leave us. And, you know, God's way, it's no condemnation in his way. But the devil, there's plenty of condemnation. When you do something, the devil trick you to do something, you condemn. Look at Adam and Eve. They felt condemned. They had such a great privilege of being able to spend time with God every afternoon. And, you know, we have that privilege, too. You could get in the secret place morning, noon, night. Ain't no restrictions about when you have to come in the secret place. There are no restrictions. You could spend 24/7 in the secret place, abiding under his shadow, being under his refuge, being in his presence. And guess what? All that stuff that's on you that's not like him, when you come out the secret place, I guarantee you it won't be there no more. If you had a temple, it won't be there. You just keep dwelling in the secret place. Just keep dwelling. Don't run in and run out and say, oh, God, I got to go to work. Mm-mm. Dwell in there on your way to work. While you're in the traffic, you know how you used to tell them people on the street, say all kind of foul language to them. But now you say, oh, all you see is love when you see them cutting in front of you. You say, Lord, bless them. Lord, protect them. Give them a good day, Lord God. Now you can bless them. You know those little things that happen to us. We're human. Come on now. We all human. And so, you know, God is our light. He's our salvation. There's no one we should be afraid of. Don't you remember David? When he was a little boy, he was tending to the sheep, and he wasn't afraid. He took that slingshot out. He killed that lion. He killed that bear. And so, you know, all of those giants were in the land during that time, and he went over there to help his brothers and the big and all those men. David was a boy, but, I mean, he had no fear because he knew who his shepherd was. He was the shepherd of the sheep, but God was the shepherd of him, his shepherd. And so David took that slingshot. Shout out, you know, Goliath was just rattling off. You know, he was giving lip threats. He didn't have nothing to back it up. He was big, that's all, big in size. David was a child. But David said, I come in the name of the Lord. And guess what? We could do the same thing. We could say to the enemy, I come in the name of the Lord. And I'll tell you what, the enemy will back up. He'll be so afraid of you because you speaking God's word to him, and he got to move. He can't stay with you no more. He got to leave. So he said, okay. David said, okay, Goliath, I come in the name of the Lord. He ain't going his own strength. You know, sometimes we try to do stuff in our own strength, and we get worn out. We get weary and well-doing. But God said, no, 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 you come in the name of the Lord. And, you know, David wasn't afraid, and even Joshua, God told him, he said, you know what, I'm going to give you victory, but I want you to have courage and strength. And he had it, too, because he knew God was going to fight the battle for him. They lost the battle, but they learned a lesson. So when they got that situation straight, someone had stolen something they shouldn't have, and they got it all straight, God started giving them victories again. So when we keep our lives straight before God, we just come clean and say, Lord, you know what, I slipped today with my mouth. My mouth got me in trouble. Forgive me, Lord. I said this, and you know what? I offended so-and-so, and I went to them, and I straightened it out, but now I'm straightening it out with you, Father. So forgive me. You know, in Psalms 23:4, it says, even though we walk in the through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because God is with us. And guess what? His rod and his staff comforts us. Yes, it does. Sickness can come, you know, on us, but God is with us. He's Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You know, even if you lose your job, God is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. I've known people lost their jobs, and they haven't missed a meal yet. They still eating. They still got a place to live. They still got lights on, heat in their house, air conditioning when they need it. Their children go to private schools. I mean, God is able to do what we can't even begin to think or imagine. He does exceedingly above. Just keep being faithful to him. Be faithful. Don't give up. Say, goodness, I done prayed the same prayer for 10 years and God ain't answered it yet. Oh, yes, answers on the way. Don't you worry. Answers are coming. Whatever situation life presents, God is our light and he saves us. Don't you remember when Daniel was a child and he had to move into a different environment? And those people didn't believe in the Most High God, but Daniel and his friends did, and they ate different. But Daniel was used to eating pulse. That's God's food. He ate beans and rice. He didn't eat no meat. He ate God's food, nuts and seeds and fruit and beans and rice and corn and, you know, all of those things from the ground. And so these people ate different. They drank wine. They ate rich food. And so Daniel was a boy, but he said, listen, allow me, just give me a month or so just to see the difference in the diet. Just let me eat this way. And they just knew. He said, okay, no, I don't want you to get me in trouble. Daniel said, I promise, just for this short time. And don't you know, Daniel looked far better, he and his friends. They looked stronger and better. So guess what? When you present God's ways to somebody who doesn't know God's ways, and they, even if they're over you and they allow you to live that way, they'll see the glory of God on you and they could change. They could change. Just keep praying for them. Don't give up on them. Just keep praying for them. Family members you've been praying for years, just keep right on doing it. God will answer. He ain't slack concerning any promise. So Daniel, even, you know, they lied on Daniel later on, and the lie they told, they tricked him. They tricked him. Actually, they didn't really trick Daniel. They tricked the king, and he had made a decree that anybody who didn't bow before him, and they already knew Daniel was praying three times a day with the window open. They knew Daniel was not going to bow before that earthly king. He only bowed before the heavenly king, and that's what we're to do. You know, I hear many parents say, oh, you know what? I can't whip my children because the law gonna put me in jail. Who you going to obey? Daniel got thrown in the lion's den because he obeyed the God, his God, the only true God. So what you going to do? You rather obey laws of the land that's against God's law, you rather obey God. He said, okay, now, this is how you keep your children alive. You use the rod of correction. And he said, if you beat them, it's not going to kill them. They won't die. They'll be corrected. Those attitudes will die. That stubborn, rebellious way will die. You know, you ever seen your children, they just keep on acting up. And you just keep giving them chances, and they just keep on. They just keep going to the limit, pushing every button you got. And then pretty soon you say, now, wait a minute. This is going on long enough. You get the rod of you. I bet you they get straightened out real quick. You don't have to tell them to wash the dishes. You don't have to tell them to wash the clothes, take their bath, clean the bath. You don't have to tell them nothing. You don't even have to look at them with that look. They're going to get it done just like that. So, you know, they put Daniel in the lion's den, but he remembered who his God was. He remembered that God got him out of the lion's den, and he'll get you out too. When the lions on your job are just roaring at you, treating you bad, God gonna get you out that lion's den. And guess what? He gonna shut their mouths. So if they speak anything, it's gonna be to your advantage. Trust me, I've had it happen before. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fiery furnace. They were innocent, but guess what? They got in the fiery furnace, but they were not alone. Don't you remember? It was three of them in there. But when they looked, they said, wait a minute. That looked like God. And it was. It was. And so when you're in the fiery furnace and you come out, people say, what happened to you? You don't even smell like smoke. All your hair still on your head. Everything intact. You even look better because you've been with God in that fiery place. I mean, you know, you were going through. There were times and moments when fear came up and you say, oh, no, Jesus is here with me. He is my healer. He is my provider. He is my refuge. He is my strength. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out. They said, come on out. They came out. And I tell you what, everybody was so amazed how they looked. They didn't even smell like nothing. But them who brought them in there, they were gone, gone. You know, Jesus is the radiance of God. He is the radiance of God's glory. And the exact representation of his being sustains all by his powerful word. You know the word is something now. Like I told you, it cuts us going and coming, but it also protects us. So you keep reading the word. I remember one time God gave me this scripture. He said, if you cry unto me, even your enemies would turn back. So I didn't know why he gave me that scripture. I'd never even heard of it before. And I looked it up, and I memorized it. And I remember going to work one time, and good God Almighty, you would have thought the devil was and all of his angels was after me. And I said, well, I ain't going back here today. I was teaching school. I said, I ain't going back here. I had 30 devils in the classroom with me. I said, oh, no. Looked like they all had little horns on. They were just, oh, my God. And I was a seasoned teacher. I didn't just start teaching. I was a seasoned teacher. But I tell you what, oh, my God, I felt like running. I said, I'm not going tomorrow. I stayed till 5 o'clock, 2 or 3 hours after they left, and I got work ready for a substitute teacher. I said, I ain't going nowhere tomorrow. I got in my car, and that scripture came to me. And I said, Lord, you said if I cry unto you, even my enemies would turn back. So guess what? I cried all the way home, could hardly see. I got home, and I dove on my face. And I tell you, when I woke up, I took my bath. I got my clothes ready for the next day, and I went to work. I promise you, God drove all the enemies out, every 30 enemy out my classroom. I said, my God, have they been in the secret place? No, it was me. I was in the secret place. So, you know, he's our refuge. He's our fortress. My God, we serve a mighty God. We serve the almighty God. He is faithful to us. He's not slack concerning his promises. So when we go in his presence and he's speaking with us, we're not going to be the same. His glory will be all over us. So I thank God for his glory. I thank God that the light, you know, will shine on us. Even Moses had the glory of God on him. And, you know, he also gives us salvation. He says he's our light and our salvation. Salvation, you know, it's an invitation from God. And, you know, when we get an invitation to be a part of his kingdom and to live with the King of Kings throughout eternity, oh, my God, I hope we say yeah. But you know what? I looked up the Greek word for salvation is sozo, and it means to save, to make whole, to preserve, to make safe. Don't you want all that for yourself? Don't you want to be made whole? Don't you want to be preserved? Don't you want to be safe? And soterio means salvation. That's the Hebrew word. That's the Greek word also. Soterio, it means salvation. Now, the Hebrew word yashia means salvation also. God invites us, and whenever he invites us, we should always say yes. Yes, Lord. Many people say, well, I'm not ready yet. I have to get this right. I have to get that right. Don't you know that's a fallacy? They can't get that stuff right. Only God can get it right for you. When you yield to him, when you turn it over to God, he'll get everything right in your life. You say, God, I got to give this up. I just come clean before you, Father. Search my heart. If there be anything in me that's not like you, Lord God, clean it up. I don't want to remain like this. I had enough of me, and I want all of you. And don't you know change is going to come now. But don't you know you got to pay a price. Christ paid the price with his life for us, and he called us his friend. Now, you know, we begin to call him our friend. Things begin to happen. Blessings come. All those curses start going out the window. They leave. You know, he wants us to live right. You know, many people say, yeah, you know, they have excuses because they don't understand that only God can straighten out the mess that we find ourselves in. God is our strength physically and spiritually. He is certainly our strength. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is our strength and song. He has become our salvation. He is our God. I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Woo! Isn't the word awesome? 2 Samuel 22:33 says, "My God, God is my strength and power." Not only is he our strength, he's our power. He maketh our way perfect. He maketh our feet like hind feet and setteth us upon high places. He gives us the strength to go through hard situations. You find yourself in a situation and you say, "Oh, my God, Lord, I felt like I'm pushed up against the wall and I can't move. I'm in a hard place, oh, God." Don't you know he's going to give you the strength to go through that trial? He will give you the strength. Sometimes people say, "Oh, Lord, move this trial from me." But sometimes that trial was meant for us so that when we come out, we're going to be like pure shining gold. He ain't going to kill you. He'll kill your flesh. That flesh won't rise up no more. If you had a temper, that's going to be gone. If you had habits, that's going to be gone. You know, I'm talking about those, habits like drugs and alcohol, those dependent, chemical dependency. You know, whatever it is that we love more than we love God, it's going to be killed in the secret place. Because the Lord is the strength. He's the saving strength of his anointed. And you, if you're his children, you're his anointed. So, you know, I thank God today that God comes in. He comes in to save us. He comes in to help us. And, you know, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is a radio show to speak to our young people about God. God says, "Suffer the children to come unto him and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." He wants children of all ages to come to him. So we are here for the children. 1 Corinthians 13:11 is our scripture. And it says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I grew up, matured as a man or a lady, I put away all those childish things that attracted me as a child, all those things that are not fitting for me as a mature adult, I put those away." You know, those excuses I make on the job, you know, I just keep saying, "Oh, I can't get up and get to work on time. I'm late every day." Oh, you know, uh-uh. We put those excuses away and make, you know, whatever you have to do, get there on time. I remember a pastor saying one time, you know, when they set a certain time, you better be there on time, because if you're not, you may miss God. So when God tells you to do something, obey him. He means it. Obey him. And guess what? Many times we don't understand it. We do it. Have you ever obeyed God? You didn't really want to do it. You couldn't understand why he wants you to do it this way. But guess what? It was a blessing on the other side. And weren't you glad about it? I know you were. He's a good guy, and he gives his children good blessings. So, you know, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, you know, we're children. We play games, children's games. We stop, you know, but we stop when we grow up playing children's games, jump rope, hopscotch, you know, all of those little games, you know, hide and seek. We stopped being rebellious, and we started taking responsibility for ourselves. We began to search for God. We began to search for him with all of our heart. And, you know, our parents can only lead us so far. But I don't know about you, but I wanted to know God for myself. So I thank God for maturity. Today, more than ever, we must prepare our children to deal with life. I want you to listen to this poem. This was written by a 15-year-old. We have to prepare our children to deal with life. He got an A for entering this at his school. It says, "Totally awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the Word of God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached prayer." This is a new school prayer. "New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. for this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head about, excuse me, becomes a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, and green. There's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. Now, praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this I plead. This plea I make. Should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. Now, that was written by a 15-year-old who recognizes that since in schools, prayer's been taken out, all of those things are beginning to happen. You know, children are getting killed in school now, whereas this was a thing that was unheard of years ago. You may hear about children fighting, but you ain't hear about them killing each other or being killed in the schools. You know, our children are in trouble because of the laws we allowed to pass. So it's time to get up out of our comfortable couches and chairs and get to the city hall and, you know, to city council meetings, to the mayor's meetings, and speak up for our children. Go to the legislation and make sure the laws of God are passed in our land. Today we have a mighty woman of God with us. She's from Houston, Texas, and she's going to pray for our children. Her name is Evangelist Brenda Lombard from Brenda Lombard Ministries. Good evening, Sister Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord and just thankful. This is my good friend. We've been friends for a number of years. We met in New Orleans. We were in Katrina together. But I'm happy that the Lord put us together as prayer partners and sisters in the Lord, and we bombard heaven together. So she's going to pray for our children today. So let God have his way.
Praise God. I thank you for this opportunity. Good evening, everyone, beloved. As I come to your throne of grace, Daddy God, I lift up all the children at or below the age of 20 years. Father God, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over all the young people now in the name of Jesus, both those that's online as well as those that will tune in later. In the name of Jesus, we cover each household represented. We cover each home over, around, and through with the precious blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood over every door and over every window, over every article that they have in the home. Thank you for blessing the bread and the water to their bodies now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to loose ministering angels to go ahead of them every day, to continue to give them grace and favor in strange places, to straighten out every crooked place in their lives. Father God, we bind all spirits of accidents from them traveling to and fro to school, as well as in the neighborhoods when they are from school or when they're at home. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over every school home, every school house. In the name of Jesus, alalabaha, over the doors, the windows, the four corners of every room and every wall in every room. Now, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over every door and every window. And Father God, we ask you to station ministering angels at every door, to stand guard at every door and every window. And Father God, we ask you to stand guard, station a warring angel at the main entrance to every school in the name of Jesus, and let ministering angels just go and walk around, hallelujah, the school grounds continually. Oh, God, we cover the staff, whether they be saved or lost, the precious blood of the Lamb, Father God, and bring the blood of peace of Jesus between the staff members, between the staff members and the school children, between the school children and their parents. We bind out spirits of bullying and retaliation, sabotage, and spirits of abortion, Father God, spirits of revenge from happening to our children at school, in the playground, en route to school. We bind out spirits of murder, assault, robbery from the children in the name of Jesus, suicide spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We cast them out. Command them to go to the dry and the wilderness places. Father God, we ask that you station ministering angels and camp around each child in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against conflict and strife and the spirit of divisionness within the home, spirit of abuse within each home represented. We bind it up now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, bring the blood of peace of Jesus between each child represented and their parents or guardians and other siblings. And Father God, make that family unit one, even as you and the Father are one. Let the bond of unity and the bond of love flow from heart to heart so much until even air cannot penetrate the airspace, the space between them. Father God, let love, respect, admiration, loyalty, and commitment abide in each home between the guardians and parents and the children, between the children and the faculty at school. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we cover each home with a wall of fire and each school represented in playground area. Oh God, put a ring of fire around it in order to protect the children in the name of Jesus. And not only at schools, but even colleges, Father God. Hallelujah, well, young people are. Oh God, just go ahead of them and prepare the way. Father God, we ask that you choose the neighbors and the schools that our children attend. In the name of Jesus, choose their friends. And if there's anyone that would try to lead them into sin or lead them to stray, we ask that you shut the door to that friendship. We ask that you cut them off, cut them completely out of that child's life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, never let our young people be addicted to anything or in bondage to anyone. Never let them backslide or go into error. Choose, oh God. Choose the schools, choose the friends. Move upon their heart and their mind and show them their purpose. Show them the reason why they were born here on earth in the first place. And Father God, we ask that you would send people by, send mentors by, who are older and wiser to them, that were speaking to them lives, speaking to their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And that you would save their souls before the age of accountability. Oh, God, we ask that the children are taught, will be taught about you, your ways, that they will begin to be taught your ways, and that they will fall in love with you, and that they will see that it pays to serve the Lord Jesus Christ at an early age, and that they would be spiritually pure, that they would walk in holiness as young people, that they would be totally obedient and totally yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ, but that they would be worldly wise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, when that time comes for them to go to school, to further their education in college, vocational, or in the armed services, or some other venture, such as, you know, marriage, Father God, we ask that you would choose their mates. Choose their husbands, choose their wives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them marry the right person. Father God, move upon their hearts and reveal to them what line of work that they should go into, what they should, what their vocation should be. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind all vexing, tormenting spirits from them now in the name of Jesus and give them visions and dreams that are of you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And open up doors for them to be brought to Sunday school and to church so that they could be taught the word of the Lord. Father God, we ask that you would draw them according to songs, the Psalms of Solomon, chapter 1. Draw me, and we will run after you. Draw each child. Give them the desire, the strength, the wherewithal to run after you. Father God, give them an insatiable thirst, an unquenchable thirst for your word. Hallelujah. Let them be like Job. Job said, I esteemed the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Let them read every day at least one or two verses of scripture and commit these scriptures to memory. Oh, God, show them the value of meditating on your word and then observing to keep your commandments. And, Father God, just teach them. Draw them by your spirit so that they can come and be taught of you. Young people, pray. Take time out each day and pray. If it's no more than 5 minutes every day, pray. And then as you enter into reading the words of the Lord, pray before you read the word. Ask God, say, Jesus, I'm getting ready to read the words of the Lord, and I need for you to speak to my heart, to reveal to me, what are you trying to tell me? In this verse of verses of scripture, pray first, read, and then listen. Listen. And as you listen, you will hear a voice begin to speak to you. Hallelujah. And acquaint yourself with the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to know that you know that you know that you know his voice. And he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And if ever you're about ready to do something or someone wants you to do something, And there's a spirit of fear. You begin to feel very, very fearful. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know how people say, oh, if only I would listen to my first mind, I never would have had that accident, or I would never have made that bad decision. Listen and learn to hear and to be acquainted with the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll never, never, never lead you astray. Always know this, that Jesus loves you just as you are, no matter how bad the situation is that you're in, no matter the mistake that you may have made. He loves you. He died for you, and he wants to save you from your sin. He's the most wonderful, irresistible person in the universe. And it pays to serve Jesus at an early age. He'll give you so many blessings. Father God, I pray that each child will come to realize what a wonderful plan that you have for their lives. That they'll be totally yielded and totally open and totally surrendered to follow you a lifelong through. Praise God. Praise God. And that they'll fall more and more and more in love with you. Not only for the blessings, but for the relationship too. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. You see why she's my prayer partner? She's an awesome prayer warrior in the Lord. Well, Sister Brenda, we thank God for you being on with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. We thank you for the wise counsel, for the prayers. I ask God to give you a double portion blessing. Amen. Well, it is salvation time. If you are not saved and would like to be saved, press 1. Press one. We're offering salvation to you today. You know, God is our rock and our salvation. He wants everybody saved. He said, you know, at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent. He wants us to repent, turn from our wicked ways, and follow him. So this is the invitation. It's the invitation. You don't have to be perfect. No, none of us are. Even those of us who've been with the Lord for years, we're not perfect. I repent daily because I know there are statutes and laws that I don't know. Okay, hold on. Someone's pressing one right here. Hold on, please. Good evening. How are you, 904-365?
This is Segrinda. I wasn't real sure I needed to do my first love all over again.
Okay. So you feel maybe you've, you know, like backslid a little bit and you want prayer?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just hang on. We are going to be doing prayer in just a minute. Sister Grinda, hold on. What would you like prayer for? Strengthen God. Come back to your first love.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. How are you today, Sister Grinda? I appreciate you being on.
I'm doing well.
All right. Hey, man, it took courage for her to do that. So I thank God for you, Sister Grinda. I met her here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I appreciate her. She and I worship together sometimes. So I thank God for you, Sister Grinda, being on. Anybody else need prayer? You know, we can slip from God and not even realize it. Sometimes, like she said, we can leave our first love. You know, we could just be caught up in doing and doing. I do that sometimes. And I said, wait a minute. I ain't even take time to get in the secret place today. I ain't studied the word. I said, oh, Lord, forgive me. The day's gone. I was doing things rather than worshiping the Most High God, my creator. You know, it just happened. And then pretty soon, you know, you're not praying, you're not studying the word, and before you know it, you done backslid.
Amen.
Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1 if you need prayer, okay? Someone else is pressing 1 here. Hold on, please. Good evening, 281-445. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessing.
Sandra Lumber, Brenda's sister.
Hold on one second.
Calling this morning. I was on the prayer line with the rest of my prayer partners, and one of the girls said that the Lord told her, you know, that the moms, some of the moms, or some of the people, you know, need to go to the schools, outside the schools, and to pray for the children.
Okay.
To pray for them, for their protection.
Amen.
And they need well protect them. And she said she could see so many people out there praying. He showed her in the vision. So wherever you at, just do that. Just pass the word off.
Amen.
And go outside the schools and pray, please.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Sandra Lombard. I'm sorry, 281, you were speaking, 445, go ahead.
Good name. Yes, ma'am. My name is Mother Blunt, and I've been on with Sister Brenda.
Yeah,
and,
Mother Blunt?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She gave me her number to call. And
okay.
I was just going, I just wanted to tell you that I enjoyed the prayer, I enjoyed the reading of the Bible. And it's always, you know, as we always say, the word is ever with a praying time, it's a praying time now. And I think that you're doing a very good job, and I'm praying that to the Lord to give you strength and continue to do your work.
Amen. I thank you, Sister Blunt. Thank you so much for being on and for the words of encouragement. God bless you and your family.
Oh, I thank God for it, yeah.
Amen. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Brother David is here.
Hey, man. How are you doing this thing?
I'm doing good, Brother David. How are you?
I'm blessed and grateful. And grateful. I'm seeking prayer to be meek and humble, be patient, allow God to work through me. And I pray for discernment, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
About people with the affected color, the Hezekite spirit, or the Hezekite spirit, where they are fear of the friend, but they are enemy they come and they try to destroy everything that you wait, what you trying to build.
Okay.
Just pray to be able to see those type of people and learn how to deal with them. And, you know, just pray for the overall health of everyone.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that request, Brother David. We appreciate you being on. You're a blessing on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank God for you and Sister Donna. Ms. Ludell, how you doing today?
I'm doing. I've been enjoying the program. I enjoyed the blessed by the prayer from the lady. And I ask prayer for me, my family, and my church family, please.
All right, Ms. Ludell may be the youngest one on here. She's 90 plus, almost 91 years young. She lives in Georgia. So we thank God for you, Ms. Ludell.
Mm-hmm. She sounds good.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yes, Ms. Ludell is a blessing in my life. Her sister was such a great blessing in my life. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Ludell has still got life in her body. I thank God for her.
Yes.
Anybody else need prayer, press 1. We're going to be praying in just a moment. Press 1 if you need prayer. Okay, well, I have the prayer request here, and I'm going to start to pray. So if you'll pray along with me silently as I pray aloud, or if you're on mute, you can go ahead and pray aloud. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, as I open my mouth, I thank you for praying through me. In the name of Jesus, we consult you, the great and mighty I Am. And, Father, we thank you for Grinda. Oh, Father God, I thank you for this mighty young woman that you created in your image, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift her up for her and her family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for drawing her even closer to you than ever before. And, Father God, you said you are married to the backslider. So, Father God, she feels, Father God, that possibly, Lord God, she has lost you, her first love. But, Father, she's seeking you today to come back closer to you than ever before. So, Father God, we repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for not loving you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Strengthen Sister Grinda, heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remove any pain and inflammation. Strengthen even the lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Draw closer. With each passing day, oh, Father God, I thank you for her studying your word, showing herself pleasing to you, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I thank you that you are her strength. You are her refuge. You are her fortress. And I thank you for her trusting in you, dwelling in the secret place daily, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Sandra Lombard's request, oh, God, that we will begin to go to the schools in our cities and pray around the schools for the safety of our children, oh God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would bend the knee. You said if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. And Father God, our children are in our land. So we thank you for healing our land. We thank you, Father God, for cleaning up all the bloodshed that's been shed, Father God, where children have been murdered and raped and violently killed, oh God, even innocent children, oh God, who've done nothing, oh God, but just go to school. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the business families of slain children. Oh, God, where Sister Beverly ministers to those who've lost children, oh, God, tragically, oh, God, or any way, Father God. In the name of Jesus and Father, we expect our children to outlive them, but so much of the reverse is happening. So we ask you, Lord, to straighten out the crooked path and make it straight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we repent, Father God, for slothfulness. Any way we've got, Father God, have been passive and allow things to happen to our children, not being careful enough, not training them up, not teaching them to pray, oh God. And when they get in situations, they panic and don't know what to do. But, Lord, when we train them up in the way they should go through prayer and Mokorarabaka, studying the word and memorizing the word, oh God. Oh, Father God, they have you on the inside of them. And when a situation comes, like Ikorarabaka, like Daniel, oh, Konamaka, the lion's mouth will be shut. Ikorarabaka, even those who have guns, they will be paralyzed, oh God. They will not be able to shoot our children. They will not be able to murder our children. They will not be able to plot against our children and cause their destruction in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for men and women surrounding the schools daily and praying, oh God. I thank you that prayer will begin to come back in the schools. Bible study will begin to come back in schools. I thank you that Bible study, just like reading or writing and mathematics, will be a subject that will be taught daily, oh God. And our children will be strong. There will be no more rapes in the bathroom, no more smoking pot in the bathroom. There will be prayer in the bathroom, prayer in the cafeteria, prayer in the hallway, prayer in every classroom, prayer on the playground, oh God, prayer throughout the schools, oh God, prayer in the auditorium, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our schools, oh God. Dispatch holy angels of protection all around, even those who go to pray around the schools, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for touching Sister Sandra Lombard's heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord God, she has children that are grown, but grandchildren, oh God, so protect them, Father God. Protect our children, our grandchildren, our great-grand, great-great-grand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that they'll be safe going in, coming out, particularly in their homes. They will be safe, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy that will cause parents to rape their children or cause them to abuse and hospitalize their children. We lift up the children that are sick and they were born sick and have never known a well day in their lives. We ask you, Lord, to heal their bodies. Come, Lord, quickly heal their bodies and let them be able to play on the playgrounds. Let them be able to play with the other children. Let them be able to go in the classroom and learn like other children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up Mother Blunt who came on, oh God. I thank you for this mighty, mighty intercessor, oh God, mighty woman of God. Heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Any high blood pressure, any diabetic condition, any female problems, any stomach, any restless, sleepless nights. We say, not so, devil. Makeda, get your hands off of her. In the name of Jesus, she is healed by every stripe that Jesus took. And I thank you, Father, for sending that word and healing Mother Blunt. I thank you that she walked in divine health and healing. And, Father, I lift up Brother David and his request, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for him having the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you for him walking according to your will, according to your word for him on a daily basis. I thank you for working through him, oh God. I thank you for sharpening his discernment. As he study your word, oh God, his discernment will get sharper and sharper because he'll be spending time with you in the secret place, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for him teaching his wife and his children your word, oh God. And I thank you for him walking in divine health and healing all the days of his life, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for him being a light in dark places, oh God, a light everywhere he go. I thank you that his light will begin to shine brighter, oh God, the more time he spends with you, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for your vessel, Miss Ludell, oh, Father God, your servant who's been on the battlefield for 90-plus years, oh, God. I thank you for strength for her body, keeping her healthy and well, keeping her blood pressure down, no diabetic condition. I thank you for her sleeping sound, sweet sleep, oh, God. Remove any swelling in the feet, the legs. And, Father, you know she has a son that she sees after that's not been well, but I pray his healing in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh, God, that he would call on your name, that he would be saved. Oh, Father God, offer him salvation and allow him to receive it. We can't be saved unless you call us out of darkness. So call us all out of darkness and keep us with your marvelous light, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for healing her church family members, oh God, blessing her church family, blessing her family, oh God. And I thank you for strength for Miss Ludell. I thank you for the journey that you have her on, oh God. I thank you for the intercessions when she prayed for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you and bless you this day, oh God. I thank you that you are a mighty God. You an awesome king. And we just honor your presence. And we repent for any way, Father God, that we are backslidden. Any way, Father God, we've lost our first love. Any way, Father God, that we are not humble before you. Forgive us, Father God. Any way we've not loved you, loved ourselves or our neighbors or our friends or our family like we should. Forgive us and create in us a clean heart. Oh, God, renew a right spirit within us, Father God. Oh, Father God, as we make a joyful noise unto you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to serve you with gladness. Oh, Father God, we come before your presence with singing and thanksgiving in our hearts. Know that you are Lord, you are God. It is you that have made us and not we ourselves. Oh, Father God, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Oh, Father God, as we enter into your gates, we come with thanksgiving, and we come into your courts with praise, oh, God, and we come with grateful, thankful hearts today, and we come to bless your name. Oh, Father God, you are good. You are Lord. And, Father God, we thank you that your mercy is everlasting and your mercy endures to all generations. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' holy name we pray. So, Father God, I just thank you for being with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. We give you much glory, much praise, and much thanksgiving. Well, we appreciate each one of you, and we ask you if you find it in your heart to do so, that you would give a donation to our Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, or Bible Storyland. You can mail your donations to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I want you to know that God truly loves you. He sent his only son to die for you. He was a living sacrifice for you. And he lives at the right hand of the Father, interceding on your behalf. So I thank God for each of you today. I love you, but you know God loves you more than I can ever love you. And I look forward to speaking to you on Bible Storyland this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, Saturday morning. I love you. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the name of the Lord our God. He is king, and he reigns forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you, darling.